Andrew, thanks very much for joining us. He's partner at Brunswick Group and here to talk about the outlook for China. And Andrew, we all expected a rough ride in terms of the reopening. That is indeed exactly what we're getting. Where do you see things heading from here?
Yeah, well, I think we can take all of the statistics that are coming out of China now with a very large pinch of salt. They're no longer testing. They're no longer contact tracing. So numbers for infections are massively understated. And even though they say that nobody or hardly anybody has died, journalists who've been through hospitals, morgues, crematoriums report seeing bodies everywhere. But this is going to be chaotic. The markets were incredibly naive. I mean, I think they all thought that, well, a lot of investors thought this was risk on, that, you know, you're going to have a couple of months of chaos, and then the Chinese economy was going to snap back. And I think there's now a much more sober view has taken hold that, in fact, zero COVID has simply, you know, brought forward a great reckoning for the Chinese economy, in that, you know, the end game for COVID is really the beginning of China's economic problems.
So are we looking at this from the standpoint of a humanitarian disaster, in that a number of people aren't vaccinated and thus may suffer greatly because the virus will be transmitted rather easily now, the end of COVID zero? Or are we looking at more from a market point of view, that it will just disrupt the reopening? Because we're not really reporting deaths or even case count in most countries around the world. Yes, it's important in China because it's a change. But is it more from the humanitarian side or just the difficulty in reopening the economy?
Well, there's two things. I mean, arguably, the end of zero COVID, this incredible flip-flop, this U-turn that they've just executed, had to do with economic reality, that they were staring into an economic abyss. The economy was in dire straits. Of course, you had these protests that broke out. But the decisive fact was that they're looking at an economy in ruin. Now, you are going to have, in emerging from COVID, a humanitarian disaster. I think that's pretty clear, that they've decided to let it rip and get it over with. The infections, the deaths, the anguish, the suffering, everything that the West has experienced, New York experienced, Hong Kong experienced, actually, Europe experienced. And they want to get over that as soon as they can, get it out the way and get back to business. But I think from the economic point of view, you know, what I would say is that this anticipation of a snapback to where we were, revenge spending, you know, a big bump in consumer demand is a fantasy. It may happen, but then reality is going to kick in, which is that they can't go back to the old method, the old model of growth, which is based on investment in infrastructure and real estate. They're going to have to revive consumer confidence, starting from a very, very low base. Consumer confidence in China has been shattered by zero COVID.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting journey. As you say, you can no longer rely on that old model of just, you know, bazookas and building your way out of these things. We've heard a lot about dual circulation before the pandemic. But as you say, once that regathers itself, once the pandemic is behind us, what's a realistic looking growth number for China?
Well, you know, they're probably looking at trying to bring things back to 5% or thereabouts. But, you know, so much depends on leadership and the economic system that they put in place. And frankly, the approach to COVID zero and the chaotic departure from COVID zero doesn't inspire confidence. It's been this top-down, heavy-handed, command and control flip-flop, when what is going to be required is great subtlety.
I got to sneak in a quick question. Does this threaten Xi Jinping, in your view?
No, I don't think it threatens him. Look, we've seen the way they're spinning this. I mean, first of all, they're not spinning it at all. They're just not going to be reporting on infections and not going to be reporting on death tolls. And don't forget, he's spent the last 10 years putting in place a state that is designed to head off dissent.
We'll have to leave it there, Andrew, but thank you very much for joining us. Andrew Brown from the Brunswick Group. This is Bloomberg.